Average at 281 for Stanfield, the stretch and the pitch. Swing and a drive to deep left field. Back at the wall, and that is gone. It's a three-run homer for Stanfield into the Missouri bullpen. Fourth of the year for Stanfield. And the Tigers add to their lead. It's 7-1 Auburn.
We talked to Chris Stanfield, a big three-run homer in the late stages. Turned out to be a pretty big blow in this game, Chris.
Yes, sir. Just very thankful, you know. Had to stay in the game, and you always got to play the full nine innings because you never know what will happen. But I'm just thankful to come through for the team and for us to get this series win.
Was important to stay in the game offensively. I mean, they had a run of about 11 in a row that they sat down, and once you got into the bullpen, what changed? What kind of look did you get from the pitcher?
I faced that dude Friday night, so I had a feel of how he would attack me, and really he just left the pitch up, and I was very, very thankful to get that big swing off.
All right, I think we talked a few games ago. You were at a five-game hitting streak. Now you are at eight and looking very comfortable at the plate.
Yes, sir. Definitely looking comfortable. Just staying within myself, though. Staying with the approach, and good things happen when you stay consistent. So just looking forward to finishing strong.
That's important, and that's something this group is talking about. I mean, what the past is the past, but you take a little momentum into the last week of the season.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a big week coming up for us, and regardless of what's been going on, we're looking to finish strong and, you know, beat our rivals this weekend, so looking forward to it.
All right, big smile. We can't wait there, Chris. Thanks for the visit. War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Stretch and the pitch. Hernandez chops it right side. Oh, McMurray goes back, gets the high hop, and to Herberholtz covering it first, and the inning is over. Our defensive play of the game.
Christian Herberholtz, five shutout innings. Would you say that's your best outing in the orange and blue?
I don't know about all time, but this year for sure. I remember last year I went five innings, one run against State and LSU against a really good offense there. So it's up there for sure, but I was really happy I could just let my defense play behind me and just get into the dugout as quick as I could.
At what point did you know, all right, I'm pretty settled in. I'm pretty locked in today, or maybe the better way to ask that, Christian, is when did you feel at your best today?
I'd say my last two innings I felt my best. Just being a starter my whole career, I've always gotten stronger as the game goes on, and today that was no different. I just felt really, really good towards the end of the game and felt really under control.
All right, most people aren't talking like nuts and bolts the way Coach Thompson talks about it, or the way you may be able to explain it, but body control. Most people think you're pitching. You just get the ball and you throw. Talk us through how much goes into just kind of body control and being your best self on the mound.
Yeah, I mean, without decent mechanics or good mechanics, you're not really going to get anywhere. So the coaches really harp on that. Even in catch play, just the little things, doing the little things right, and just not just getting lazy and having bad mechanics. Just the coaches are always there on us and making us better every day. So
give you a chance to give a little love to Carter behind the plate and the defense behind you today. Three double plays for the defense, two of them while you were out there, and just a tremendous job all the way around on a tough surface.
Yeah, it was. I mean, Carter, he always does a really good job back there. He's tough, never lets anything. And then, yeah, our defense was awesome today. A couple double plays helped me get out of a couple innings with runners on, no outs, and, yeah, I can't thank them enough.
Where are you individually? Where is this team as you get set to go back and play four games back in the state, including three at home next week?
We're all good. We're just trying to finish the season strong and try to beat our in-state opponent, our rival, and try to come out on top in that and just win a couple more SEC games, especially for the guys that won't be here next year.
It's fun watching you today, Christian. Great job. Thank you for the visit, War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Murphy ahead, no balls and two strikes, two outs, bottom of the ninth, Auburn 9, Missouri 7. Here's the wind, here's the pitch. Ground ball to McMurray at first. He'll take it to the bag himself. Auburn wins the game, and Auburn wins the series.
All right, Andy, thank you very much. Got some more early offense today. Christian Herberholtz really strong to get you started. And Hayden Murphy gets you across that finish line for your first or for a series win, and that's always something to celebrate.
Yeah, it is, especially after Friday night. Tough game, and to bounce back. And, you know, now you're at the point where you're thinking you could sweep a series, and a couple of challenges that we have are still there. But we played enough offense all weekend, and really the offense today was, we had a couple of big hits with Stanfield got the big home run, but before that, he even had the home run, moved a runner up with two strikes, and you could just see that we played offense, and sack fly by Carter Wright. There was just pretty good advance offense being played, good defense the whole way, and you know, like always, we have that one inning there where we just can't do a bunch of hits and not make a couple of plays, but found a way out of it. And I thought Hayden Murphy was ready to compete and get us to the finish line today.
Your defense turns three double plays, a couple of line-out double plays, and then Caden doesn't give up on this and turns it from his knees down here to critical part in the ballgame. Defense became a big asset toward the back end of the series for you.
Yep, Caden Green and Carter Wright, you know, to catch these last two ball games and keep the ball in front, again, on a turf home plate and a sunken plate there, and he just did an amazing job with our guys. So those two guys are playing amazing defense for us and did again today.
Let's talk again a little more about the offense and not giving in. I think their pitcher retired 11 in a row at one point in the middle stages, but you fight once you get into that bullpen for the offense to come back around, and those runs wind up being the deciding runs in the game.
Yeah, and you got a lefty on the mound. He's 92-93. I thought Cade Blue's first big blow really got us going there and said, okay, if you can get on time, you can get this guy, and then all that offense that I talked about being played, and then, you know, 9-1, we're still stealing second base. Derek Fabian had a great game today, so he absolutely did some things today coming in. Cooper Weiss come out, and he moved over to short, looked very comfortable. Guevara got back in there for a third game. I think that's the first time that we've had Guevara really get out there and be part of three games. So again, a lot of positive stuff for us. And again, Christian Herbrot's probably the player of the game to find a way. A couple of walks there early, not quite steadied, but once he got third, fourth, fifth inning, he really started mixing his pitches, getting the entire arsenal over the plate, and really got five scoreless there for us. Was wound up being huge in this game when it come down 9-7 as a final.
Yeah, maybe the best one or two outings of his career at Auburn. Was the key just that plate coverage for him? What was the biggest key for him?
Yeah, I think when a pitcher starts out, those first few pitches, first 15, 20 pitches, you're too much in control of your body, and you're trying to get it set, and you overthrow a little bit maybe. And I thought it's always magical as pitching guys look at it, that pitches 45 through 60, you're kind of going to get the best version of somebody if they can settle. And I thought his body just quit being jumping to the plate as much. I thought he stayed back. I thought his body calmed down and the pitches started happening, and they got him in between, and he got some good early easy contact with you know, kind of the sting coming out of their swing, if you will, but just started laying better tracks once he got to about pitch 45, and I think we took him to about 70 pitches today. That's got to be his longest start of the year.
All right, your bunch has now won four out of their last five as you get set to go play in front of the Birmingham fans Tuesday night.
Yep, got one more week, and that's what we talked about. Can we tried to carry the momentum of Ole Miss into this week, and we absolutely did that, and now you're just looking for one more week. Can you carry this momentum into an exciting week in Birmingham and then coming back home for one more series at Plainsman Park against your rival?
Celebrate every series win. Thank you for the visit, War Eagle.
War Eagle.